Media, pundits triggered by Trump's taxpayer-funded Daytona lap in the Beast. By Dylan Gwynn on February 16, 2020. The collapse of the Russian and Ukrainian impeachment hoaxes has left a huge void to fill in the left's ceaseless war on the will of the American voter. Though, on Sunday, liberal pundits and journalists averted their longing gaze from Eastern Europe and focused on something far closer to home. To satisfy their need for evidence of Trumpian evil, the president's car. The presidential limousine, known to many as the Beast, led the field of drivers on a pace lap at the Daytona 500. The scene was unlike any other we've seen in previous Daytona races. As the president rode in his official vehicle and led the more than 40 drivers around the track. However, several members of the mainstream media were less than enthralled with the intermingling of presidential power with the great American race. NBC White House correspondent Kelly O'Donnell noted that the trip to Daytona was an official White House event. Meaning, that the president's appearance and trip around the track and the Beast was paid for by the taxpayers. However, most of the taxpayers who responded to O'Donnell's tweet seemed to have no problem with the presidential trip around the track. Former Democratic Congresswoman Katie Hill seemed to have trouble knowing what to do with the abundance of emotions that President Trump's trip and the Beast had stirred up. Several Twitter users offered encouragement for Hill in her emotional conundrum. And of course, who could forget New York Times reporter Maggie Haberman, who sounded like she was preparing a legal charge against the president for his lap around the track. Others opined as well. Congressman Steve Scalise, RLA, knew that sharing video of Trump and the Beast might trigger a bout of Trump derangement syndrome, and he was right. The Daytona 500 is, of course, the great American race, not a political event. However, the president will soon depart for a swing through the western states of Arizona, Nevada, and Colorado. Those will be political events. Air Force One and the Beast will also make the trip. Follow Dylan Gwynn on Twitter at TheMightyGwynn.